Good morning and welcome to our podcast Bible study on Monday. Hey, many of us have heard the story about the Good Samaritan. And so today, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do what we call a one-off. We're not going to look at Proverbs chapter 10. We're going to jump to the parable of the Good Samaritan. And actually, there's a lot of similarities between the two, but we need to pray first. So let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the gift of your word and the truth that's packed into that for us to have to wrestle with and come to terms with, come to either an agreement with you and your word or a wrestling match. In either way, Lord, I pray for the work that you want to do in our hearts because you're a God who pursues us to win us. Thank you that that's your heart of pursuit. As we ask your blessing now in Jesus' name, amen. So if you have your Bibles with you, I encourage you to turn to Luke chapter 10, and we're going to begin in verse 25. I'm just going to read it, and then we're going to jump back into it and talk about it. So let's read together. And behold, a lawyer stood up and put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And he said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind and your neighbor as yourself." And Jesus said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But he, so we're talking about the lawyer again, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, I think this is so brilliant. It's so fun because the guy's looking to justify himself. It obviously says that just directly in the text, you know. It's like he wants to show that he is a righteous dude and he's got his eternal life already, that he doesn't really want to know the answer. But Jesus is going to give him an answer that absolutely speaks to the condition of his heart and how far away he actually is from his eternal life. Listen to the response. Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three?" Now he's told the story. Now it's time to go back to the lawyer. And he says to the lawyer, I think this is so brilliant, "Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" And he said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." So there are 4 things I'm going to try to point out from this story. There's so much packed in here today, but we can't cover it all. But there are some things I think that are going to be really important for us. The first point is when he answers correctly, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and all your mind and your neighbor as yourself," Jesus acknowledged that's the correct answer. But is that the correct answer that exists in your own heart? Yet Jesus didn't object or, you know, call him out on it. He wanted to see where he was. And I so appreciate that Jesus is saying, "Where are you in relationship to what God has communicated? Have you embraced that or not?" Because this man, he knows the law. He's a lawyer. And so his purpose is, "What shall I do to inherit eternal life?" So that's where he was. He was a man who was filled with himself. And so if we're filled with ourselves, eternal life isn't going to be available to us. No, we have to empty ourselves. We have to be delivered from ourselves. We have to come to an end of ourselves. If we remember the prodigal son story that says that he came to an end of himself and he recognized, I need someone to save me. And that's exactly when God saved the people out of Egypt, is that he rescued them and he gave them instruction. But there was something that happened first. When God gave them instruction about loving God, there was a reason why they should love God, because God delivered them from Egypt. Well, Egypt is a picture of the world for us. And so for us, as God has delivered us, the only way that we can love the Lord our God with all our might, mind, and strength is by being first loved by God. Check this out. Watch this. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, it says, we love because he first loved us. You see, we recognize that God is the one who loves us. And so then when we love others, we love according to the way that we've been loved by God. And that's exactly what the story is of the Good Samaritan. But, you know, uniquely in the story of the Good Samaritan, we run into a priest who's all about religion and run into a Levite who's all about serving God. Why a priest and why a Levite? It was the question that came to my mind. And I think that the reason for that was to help that man, that lawyer, understand the truth about his own heart, that he was swept up into his religion, not relationship with God, and that he was above others, and particularly a Samaritan, because a Samaritan was rejected by the Jewish people. They were ones that had compromised the purity of their faith, if you will. And they worshiped on Mount Gerizim, not Jerusalem. And there were just all kinds of problems that were going on with the Samaritan people. And so the Jewish people, they despised them. They looked down upon them. Well, and of course, the Samaritan was the one that was more concerned about the welfare of the man than the priest or the Levite, than the lawyer. Because that's the love of God. You see, God is more concerned about the welfare of others than he is about himself. That's exactly what Jesus did. This picture, this story, is all about us being the man who was robbed and beaten and left for dead, because that's exactly what Satan did to us as he lied to Adam and Eve in the garden, and they bought the lie, and it brought death, but God brought life. You see, there was an animal that was killed in the garden to cover Adam and Eve, just like Jesus was acknowledged by John the Baptist as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You see, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we're yet sinners, Christ died for us to save us from a wrath to come and to justify us by his blood. You see, we're the one that was beat up, but the Samaritan, the one that was despised by the religious leaders, the lawyers, the Levites, was Jesus who came to heal us. But I love the fact that when we get to this, when Jesus comes to the conclusion, it's like, man, I want to bring you to a place where you know the truth about your love for God or your love for yourself. And he says, which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? You see, lawyers are all about establishing proof. And of course, he couldn't deny the proof, but you could see the hardness of his heart and the fact that he couldn't even acknowledge the Samaritan man. He just said the one. So what are the things that we need to take away quick knowing is that the things that we do for others comes from our salvation. We work from our salvation, not to our salvation. So we respond because of the way that we've already been loved by God. Check this out. In 1 John 4, verse 9, it says, In this the love of God was manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. That's how we know if we love God with all our might, mind, and strength, if first we've been loved by Him and we know how to love as we have been loved. Amen. God bless you all and have a great day.